Imagine a room, white, soundproof. No windows, no furniture, no distractions, just you. For how long could you endure? The initial hours might pass with a strange calm, a novelty. But soon the mind craves stimulation, a change, anything beyond this oppressive sameness. Days blend into weeks. Without natural light, external sounds, or social interaction, your internal clock shatters. Time becomes a meaningless, endless void. Sensory deprivation leads to vivid hallucinations. Your brain, starved for input, invents sounds, sights, and sensations. The silence screams. Paranoia, anxiety, and profound depression set in. The lack of external validation, of human connection, erodes your sense of self and reality. Physical health also declines. Sleep patterns are disrupted, and without purpose, even basic self-care can become a monumental effort. While most wouldn't last more than a few days without severe mental breaks, some experimental subjects have endured for weeks, though rarely without lasting psychological scars. Our brains are wired for interaction, for novelty, for problem solving. This deprivation is not just boredom, it's a fundamental assault on our neurological processes. The white room isn't just a physical space, it's a psychological torture chamber designed to dismantle the very fabric of human consciousness. Ultimately, the duration one can last varies, but the outcome is almost always severe psychological deterioration. It's a test no one truly wins. The experience serves as a stark reminder of our fundamental need for connection, stimulation, and the rich, chaotic tapestry of the outside world.